Today's daf is daf Samach Hey, and we're holding in Masechet Sanhedrin, the seventh perek, perek Arba Mitot. We're in the middle of going through all of the various chiyuvei skila that were mentioned at the beginning of the perek. And now each Mishnah takes one of the cases of the opening Mishnah. The next case that we were up to is the Halakha Mishnah at the top of the page. Talks about the Baal Ov. The next one that we had was someone who commits this Ov and Yid'oni. What exactly are these things? So the Baal Ov, the name of the type of magic of the Baal Ov, that's called the Pitom, and that's someone who now has the voice of the dead speaking, Amidaber Mishachyo, speaking from his underarm or from some other joint, as we'll see. Yid'oni is someone who uses a bone of a Yidua, which according to Rashi is the name of a kind of animal, according to Rambam is a type of a bird, and has that bone speak from his mouth. So someone who actually performs this nonsense is Chayev Skila, and someone who asks such a person to give him the responses is over on a lav. So even though Lamaisa, it does say in the pasuk v'shoel ov yidoni, but in the context lo yimatze b'chach overchaver and so on v'shoel ov yidoni toresh lamitim is mashma that shoel ov yidoni is referring to the mechashef himself, not one who asks the mechashef. So there's the ov and yidoni being the process, the bird, the bird bone, the maid, and so on. Yeah. And the person who asks would be over on Al Tifnu Elavot Vela Yidoni. Don't turn to them. But the Yisra on the person who's doing it would be in the list of the Chover Chavash and the Sholom Etim. Maishna Hacha Diktani Ba'alo V'Yidoni. Now you'll notice here in the Mishnah, here in Sanhedrin, when it lists the Chiyuvim of Skila, it lists Ov and Yid'oni separately. Whereas in Kritut, where the Mishnah does very much the same thing, except in Kritut, it's listing the number of Chiyuvei Kritut that there are in the Torah. And the importance of that, halacha lemaaseh, is defining what korban you're going to bring. As you bring the number, maximum number of korbanot as the number of Yisurei Karet. So that the Mishnah over there, for some reason, only lists the Baal Ov, does not mention the word Yid'oni, which is rather strange. V'shairei li'Yid'oni. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, it's because Ho'il v'shneim b'lav echad ne'emru. L'maisa, I mean, it says, Al tifnu el ovot ve'ala Yid'onim, or it talks about over here, Ov v'Yid'oni, as we said before, chaver chaver, shoel Ov v'Yid'oni. Ov v'Yid'oni is one thing. And Ov and Yidoni, and Or Yidoni. So it's all like the one type of thing. Therefore, there would only be one Chi of Karet. If you did both of them, it'd still only be Chi of one Karmel Chatas. Reish Lakish is not the reason. The reason is Yidoni lefishen bo ma'aseh. The Yidoni doesn't do anything. Because putting this thing in your mouth is not the Isser. So that, and you don't do anything. We don't see you moving or voice sound comes out from this bone in your mouth. So then you're not doing a ma'aseh. And since as we saw before, it says asher lo te'asena or asa achat mi'ele, so that's din in asiya. Therefore, you can't be chayav a korban and a lav that doesn't have a maaser. And over here, there's no maaser. And according to Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's no difference between the Ov and the Yidoni. So why choose the Ov? You could choose the Yidoni. I mean, according to Reish Lakish, it's specifically left out because it and only it has no maaser. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it seems to be a random choice to mention the Ov and to leave out the Yidoni. So why, according to him, Maishna Baal Ov de Nakat? It's obvious, because it always says Ov first. Shubda Patach Bekra, it says Ov Yidoni. So we use Ov as the word for Ov Yidoni, which is really one Isser. It doesn't matter which way you do it. Reish Lakish, my time elo amark Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't Reish Lakish agree that you can't be chai of a carbon on a single lav separately? Amr of Papa, because Rabbi Yochanan says, you'll notice that when it talks about the chi of mitah, chalukin hein b'mita. Over there, the Torah goes out of its way to use the word oh. Hiye behen ov oyud oni. So there it says mot yumatu. O means or, as opposed to and. Certainly could have said ve'yid oni, as it does in all the other places. So therefore must be, there's a chaluka. Once there's a chaluka, it's considered to be two separate chiyuvim, and therefore in terms of the chiyuv korban, there'll be two separate korbanot. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, that's all very nice, but chaluka, the lav, shma chaluka. Chaluka de mita, lo shma chaluka. The fact that the Torah is mechalik in the onesh of mavet, the word o, does not change the nature of the lav, where the karet, and that's what, where it's b'chai of the chatat, where it keeps insisting that it's vi, not o. And therefore it doesn't help that there's a chaluka in the mita, said Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't change the din of the chiyuv of the korban. And why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan agree with Reish Lakish that the reason that the yid'oni is potter from a korban is because there's no ma'aseh, and it says asah hatmiena? Amar lecha matnitin dekritut cannot hold that, because it's clear that the matnitin, the Mishnah in kritut, is going aliba to Rabbi Akiva, because there it includes the migadef as one of the 36 kritut, and the rabbanan there argue and they say you cannot include the migadef because the migadef doesn't have a maaseh. So that means that the Tana of the Mishnah there is Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need a maaseh. So how could you use the excuse that you'd only led by maaseh where it's going aliba to Rabbi Akiva? Yeah, that's a pretty good Tana. Reish Lakish. What does Reish Lakish do with that? He says, now wait a minute. It's true that Rabbi Akiva does not need a maaseh. Does not need a maaseh at all. And we've already seen there is such a thing called a maaseh zuta. You do something small, which is not, doesn't have any impact on anything. But it's may be true that lo nehida lo bai Rabbi Akiva maaseh rabba. You don't need to do a full maaseh. You need to do some movement. Maaseh zuta boy. You need to do something. What do you mean? What's the something when you're a megadev? What do you mean? What's the something? Akimat svatav. You're moving your lips. So by the maaseh, what's the megadev maaseika? Akimat svatav. Havi maaseh. So, and what's the Baal Ov? I mean, the Baal Ov does something? If you're saying that the fact that he goes through all these preparations, puts the bird for the Yadoni, puts the bird bone in his mouth, and what maaseh does a Baal Ov do exactly? My maaseika. Well, you know, the tapping business. Ah, yes, your wife, this is you. So the hakashat, so now I know you're a liar. Hakashat zrotav, you know, the little tapping business. That's also a maaseh. If, you know, the hakasha was to, from the magical point of view, was to encourage the words of the mate. But in any event, he's got to move his arms a little bit, you know. There's always something. So that is considered to be a maaseh. Now the problem is that the Rabbanan in that Mishnah go out of their way to argue on Rabbi Akiva. And they say, no, Megadev, you cannot include, because the Megadev is not considered to be a maaseh. But now that you're saying that HaKashat Zrotav by the Baal Ov is considered to be the maaseh, so then it would have to be true even al Libet Rabbanan that it's a maaseh, right? Because, I mean, why do they only argue on the Megadev? So you're saying Afil Rabbanan? V'atanya enoch hayav ela al davar sheyesh bo maaseh. Remember we had this whole issue when we were talking about before which type of things you'd be chayav on when it comes to Avodah Zarah. The question was whether hishtach havayah is considered to be a maaseh. So the Braita said, you're only chayav on an Avodah that has some type of maaseh. And at least hishtach havayah. Now over there, Reish Lakish says, now hold on a minute. Hishtach havayah is clearly only true al Libet Rabbi Akiva. You're not doing anything to anything. All you're doing is you're bending your body. That's no difference than bending your lips, no? So as Reish Lakish said over there, man tana hishtachava, only Rabbi Akiva holds that. As Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't really need a maaseh. But Rabbi Yochanan himself was the one that says over there, Rabbi Yochanan amar, afilu tema rabbanan, but kvifat komato rabbanan have maaseh. Rabbi Yochanan says that the bending over of your body is considered to be a ma'aseh. So now, explain to me what Rish Lakish is saying over here. According to Rish Lakish, bending your entire body, says Rish Lakish. Remember, we just used the answer. We said, what's Rish Lakish going to do with the fact that the Mishnah over there is going Aliba to Rabbi Akiva? And Aliba to Rabbi Akiva, why would we say that that it's not considered to be a ma'aseh? So we said, okay, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Rish Lakish will answer that even though it's going Aliba to Rabbi Akiva, doesn't need a ma'aseh, but this is not considered to be ma'aseh. The problem is, according to Rish Lakish, if Rish Lakish says that bending your whole body is not considered to be ma'aseh, and therefore he has to learn that when it includes Ishtachavaya by Avodah Zarah, it can't be going Aliba the Chachomim. It can only be going Aliba Rabbi Akiva. So how do you explain the fact that according to Rish Lakish, the Baal Ov is considered to be a Baal Ma'aseh even according to the Rabbana, where all he's doing is, that's a bigger Ma'aseh than Kfifat Komato? So how do you explain that? So if you're telling me Akashat Zerotav the Baal Ov is considered to be a Ma'aseh, that doesn't make any sense. No, Rish Lakish only meant Aliba Rabbi Akiva. Kikom Rish Lakish Dam Rabbi Akiva. So then, excuse me. So then, according to Rabbanan, what? Avla Rabbanan Lo? So now you're saying, according to Rabbanan, Hakashat Zerotav is not a Ma'aseh. And therefore, they would disagree with the Baal Ov. Now you're running around in circles. If they would disagree with the Baal Ov, so then why do they only argue on Megadev? Now when the Rabbanan say, Yatsa Megadev Shein Bo Ma'aseh, what should they have said? They should have said, Yatsa Megadev U Baal Ov Mi Boile, and they don't. So this, you're not helping us now. Let's just review what happened. Again, we have two different approaches as to the difference between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah in Kritut. So according to Rav Yochanan, there's not really any difference. The point is that when we're talking about Skila over there, there's two different ways of giving Skila, either for Ovri or Yedoni. But the whole point in the Mishnah of Kritut is that it's coming to tell you the maximum number of Chiyuvei Korban. Since Ovri Yedoni is one issue, there's no point in mentioning it as two, because it's only one korban, even if you did both of them. And Mamela, we only mention the first one, Ov, including Ov Yedon. According to Rish Lakish, no, there's a significant difference between the Ma'aseh Ov and the Ma'aseh Yedoni. The Ma'aseh Yedoni is not listed because it doesn't do anything. But it doesn't do anything, there it's not included. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, excuse me, that doesn't help, because not doing anything is any way included in that mission. V'araya, the mission is going a little bit of Rabbi Akiva, because it mentions Megadev, and Megadev doesn't do anything. It says Rish Lakish, no, Megadev does do something. He moves his lips. The Yedoni doesn't do anything. Ah, so what does the Baal Ov do then? That the Ov, now you do list, but the Yedoni you don't list. Well, what he does is he taps with his arm. No, says the Gemara, but wait a minute. That's not a Ma'aseh Rabbah. That's a Ma'aseh Zutah. And a Ma'aseh Zutah, it's certainly not as much even as Ishtachavah. And you, Rish Lakish yourself, said that Ishtachavah is not considered to be a Ma'aseh Rabbah. And only Rabbi Akiva would be the author of a bright that it says Yochayim on Ishtachavah. Because otherwise it's not considered to be a Ma'aseh. So how then do you explain the fact that the Rabbanan in the Mishnah in Kritut accept Hakashat Zerotav, but do not accept the Megadev? What's the difference? The Baal Ov is Hakashat Zerotav, is no different than the Megadev. So when the Rabbanans say, well, we disagree with you when it comes to Megadev, why don't they disagree with you when it comes to the Baal Ov? So this explanation in the Mishnah is a contradiction here to Rish Lakish's own approach. This is where the Gemara is at. Ask the Gemara, so why doesn't it say, Yatsa Megadev Ubalov Miboile? So therefore, that cannot be the reason that we include a Baal Ov because of Hakashat Zerotav. What then is it? Elo Amar Ula Bimekater L'Sheg. It's talking about over here, the Baal Ov in the Mishnah there, in Kritut, is a Baal Ov who raises the dead by bringing a korban to Shedim. Kater, wait a second, says Rava. A mekater l'sheid, that's like a form of avadat kochavim. As it says, lo yikuvu od v'seirim. So why would we list it separately? Ela omar Rava, when it's talking about over here, not that they bring a korban to the shade, but rather the way of calling the shade. So it's mekater l'chaver. And this chavar is someone who manages to bring together various living forms and non-living forms. He's like a Pied Piper. So he could be a Pied Piper to get all of the cats in the area into one place, or to get all of the shadim into one place, whatever. So he's a mekater in order to be mechaber. Amalei Abaye said, Abaye said, you have the same problem. If you're going to say it's talking about a mekater lechaver, so then he's a chovar chaver. And that the Torah is not a mechayev yiskila. It's mechayev only an azara, a chover chaver. But it does not say anywhere that someone who does such a thing is chayev skila. So a mekater lechaver chover chaver. Says Rava, yes. So, Vatura Amra, Chover Zeb, Iskila, what's your problem? The fact that it's done in the same way, that I do something in order to gather, in this case, gather the demons. So, the Torah says gathering demons is a Chiyav Skila. Gathering scorpions is not a Chiyav Skila. What's the problem? Does anyone we find the same type of idea that we had by Moloch? If you're old, Moloch is not an Avodah Zarah. Certain types of rites and rituals the Torah considers to be more damaging than others. Tan Rabbana, this chover chover, once you mention it, it doesn't matter what it is that you use to gather together. It's like a snake charmer kind of guy. So, echad chavar gadol, when you bring together large animals, or chavar katan, or afilo nechashim v'akravim, you want to be the Pied Piper to move the nechashim and the akravim all out of this place to go to some other place. Amar Abaye, hilkach. I mean, if that's the case, you're saying even small things. So if somebody uses his powers of chover to save himself, he doesn't like mosquitoes, you know, or wasps, or scorpions, that'd be very useful, except it's us. So somebody who's summing zibura v'akrava, all he wants is to get them out of the way, not to cause him any hurt. He's not doesn't interested in doing magic. It's just a small Hogwarts, a little spell, you know. Learn that as on the way in. It's still us. Rabbi Yochanan. So getting back to Rabbi Yochanan. So now, according to Rabbi Yochanan is saying that actually hishtachava, he said is a maisa even alibid rabba. And yet he's made it. And when it comes to the Mishnah in Kritut, I mean, there's no way to avoid it. The rabbanon over there say beferish. No, you can't list the migadev because the migadev is not considered to be a maisa. You explain the difference to me? Why is bending your body considered to be a maase? Even alibid rabbanon, and lefi Rabbi Yochanan, and moving your lips, which is awesome, you're just moving a muscle. What's the difference? Moving your lips is not considered to be. Explain that to me. Why kvifat komatol rabbanon havei maase? Vakimat sifatav for the megadev is beferish in the Mishnah alibid rabbanon lo havei maase. Why not? Omar Rava, well, because it's not simply a question of what you're doing. It's a question of what the significance is of what you're doing. The significance of Ishtachava stands on its own. So this is an act of Ishtachava. You can sit all day long and you can curse some God, but your Kavana is not to God, something you don't believe in. So you wouldn't be over. So it's really based on what it is that you're thinking. It's the kavana that you have in mind when you're doing this thing. And therefore, it's hol v'yeshno belev. It's essentially a function of your thinking. Therefore, the akimat svatav doesn't stand on its own to be the act of kilolat Hashem. And because of that, the akimat svatav is insufficient to be mechayev you, since it is, after all, at best anyway, only a ma'aseh zuta. Mati Rabbi Zera, according to that, why does it say in the Sifra, it says, Yatsu Edim Zomimim, it Bedavke is analyzing over there the Pasuk of Asher Yaaseh Achat Mihena, that this excludes Edim Zomimim. And Edim Zomimim are not Chayav Korban. Why are they not Chayav Korban? Because there's no Asa Achat Mihena. So there's no Maaseh. Why is there no Maaseh? In that case, they speak. And in Edim Zomimim, it has nothing to do with what they're thinking. It has to do with what they're saying. So over there, your answer doesn't hold. If I leave it to Rabbi Yochanan, what it is that you do when you move a muscle is considered to be a maaseh gomer, even according to the Rabban. And the only time we say it's not a maaseh is where it can't stand on its own. Let's say by the Megadev, that it requires a thought that's with it. So why does the bride to say, Beferish, I leave it to Rabbanan, that Edim Zomimim is not considered to be a maaseh? Why not? It should be also a maaseh, because now they speak, And that's the important thing. And if they say afterwards, well, we weren't really thinking about that. When we said he killed him, we meant he embarrassed him terribly, so it was like killing him. We're not going to pay any attention to what they say. So, if you say he killed him, that's your testimony. So, therefore, it should be a maise gomor. Vamai, halet nu belev. Omar Rava, shine edim zamimi. Edim zamimi are different because it's not the movement of their lips that's important at all. It's the sound that they're making. So it's yeshno bekol. And therefore, that's what we're listening to.
Content?
Yeah. It's the sound. The sound doesn't have any physical presence. You hear it, but you cannot put your finger on it. You can't really identify. Here is the sound. So Mamela, that's a simon. I mean, an oscilloscope is no more than your hearing. Obviously, you heard it. But it's not considered to be a ma'aseh. Where's the ma'aseh?
It's not tangible.
Not tangible. There's no ma'aseh. Ma'aseh has to be tangible by definition. So even though you're moving your lips don't make any noise. You'll move your lips. So Mamela, the tangibility of that, the modulation of the kol, is just the modulation. But the ikrativ is on the kol, not on the modulation. So Mamela, it's not considered to be a ma'aseh.
On the flip side, if one was making this sound without moving his lips, still fall in the same category.
That's not the flip side. But certainly, if you didn't need to modulate, it would obviously be not a mice that we're saying that. So, says the Gemara, but that's not true. You're telling me sound is not considered to be a mice? According to Rabbi Yochanan, I'll prove to you that sound is 100% a mice. Via itma, chasma bekol. Let's say somebody has got an ox working in his field. The ox wants to eat from the delicious things that it's working on. And every time he opens his mouth to eat, the guy makes this noise. Ah! Ooh, the ox gets all scared of it, doesn't eat. So he's being over a lo tachsom shor b'disho. But he's not putting anything over, he's not muzzling the ox, but he's muzzling him by screaming at him. Or, how about inigobikol? He has now two animals that are kilayim, tied together. And he says, jia! And they start moving. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you're chayim, how can you be chayim? Talav shein bo maaseh, unless Rabbi Yochanan holds, making that noise is considered to be an act. Here we see Rabbi Yochanan himself. You're trying to answer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself is the one that says that you are chayiv. So Rabbi Yochanan bar chayav, Reish Lakish bar patur. Why? Is Rabbi Yochanan bar chayav? Because even though it's bikar, the kol, but it's called akimat piv. It's a maaseh. Reish Lakish bar patur, akimat piv is not considered to be a maaseh, libe the rabbanan. Elam Rava, I'll tell you why Rabbi Yochanan holds that Edim Zomimim are not considered to be a true Ma'aseh. Shiny Edim Zomimim Hov Yeshnan Beri'iyah. Since the ikker point of the Edut is not what you say, but what you saw, so the saying, what you saw, doesn't stand on its own. To which the Ramban asks the obvious question, they ain't seen nothing. How can you say? It's saying what you saw. And it's all very necessary. Testimony is saying what you saw. But the Edim who didn't see, how can you say that the Iker Maisa of an Eid Zomim is saying what he didn't see? That's very strange. There's an amazing girsa here of the Rif. The Rif did not have the Resh. So he had, says they just changed it because it didn't make sense to them. Oh, the yeshno be'ia, not beria. What in the world is an ia? So it says the Rif, well, remember we had the din before by the Megadev. If you ask, only the first aid says what he saw. The second aid, we ask him, so did you see the same thing? The guy says, oh yeah. So to say, oh yeah, you don't have to move your lips. So there's no akimat smut. Shake his head, that'd be a mess. Anyway, so memela, it's not necessarily done with a mess. Okay, of course, they're mefarish, the Rif Iyaz, the lotion of emet in Aramaic. Tana Rabbana. The Braita goes into more detail. Aywa, yeah. Excellent, that's right. Hayawa. Mm-hmm. Tana Rabbana, Ba'alov. Zehamidaber ben haprakim. Ba'alov can speak between any of his joints. Doesn't have to be necessarily his underarm. This guy's got serious arthritis, let me tell you. Umi ben atzilei yadav. Or from his underarms. Or from where his elbows touch his side. Yid'oni zehamineach etzem yidoa bepiv. And the bone speaks v'medaber me'ela. Ask the Gemara, meitzvei, v'ya ke'ov, here it says that Klal Yisrael went so low, v'ya ke'ov me'eretz kolech. So apparently the voice of the ov comes from the earth, which would mean that the dead speaks from under the ground, from his grave. You're saying speaks from this guy's joints. So my lav de mishtoi ki urche. Apparently it is speaking from underground? No, it means the mate, the nefesh of the mate is solik v'yotik ben aprakim umishtoi and speaks from where it came from, the earth, between the prakim. Toshma, v'tomer ha'isha el Shaul, Elohim ra'iti olim min ha'aretz. When she's reporting on what happens to when the Shaul called up Shmuel, so she says, I saw an image of the gods coming up from the ground. So apparently, my love the mishtoi ki urche. Apparently, this was speaking from the ground. Lo, v'yati ben aprakim mishtoi. Actually, it means that the nefesh of the mate she saw coming up to speak from between her joints. Tana Rabbana. What is the Baal Ov? Echad ha-ma'aleh b'zichuro, or echad ha-nishal b'gugolet. So the Rashi learns ma'aleh b'zichuro means that he uses his penis to put the nefesh of the mate. This becomes now part of the whole strange ceremony over here. It brings up the mate b'zichuro. Tosfos asks the obvious question. That would be rather difficult for a Baalat Ov, who doesn't have the right kind of equipment. Exactly. So how would she be able to be Mala? Therefore, he learned Zichuro is not a genital reference. It's referring to, it's a word that means Zikurin. He brings in Aramaic, means this whole idea of Ov, coming up in a prakim, and so on and so forth. It means using magic.
She was an East German basketball player.
Yeah. Or someone who takes a skull and speaks to the skull. The skull speaks to him. What's the difference between one and the other? Well, there's differences, you know. First of all, ino ola kedarka. He's got a hard time getting up through the little urethra, you know. So, and then mate has to come up backwards. You know? So it's a feet up first. And ino ola b'shabbat. Also, it doesn't work on Shabbos. Whereas anisha b'gugolet is ola kedarka ola b'shabbat. What do you mean ola? Where is it being ola? You're saying ola lehecha solik akamei mana. You think it's a it's there in front of him. It's not ola. Elaima one kedarka. One b'shabbat is the point. Now, this is actually something that turned a Strophus of Russia when one of his attacks on Rabbi Akiva. We have a lot of interesting discussions between Torah Strophus and Rabbi Akiva about Mila. So one of his discussions was about Shabbat. There, Rabbi Akiva is sitting there keeping Shabbats, and he says to Rabbi Akiva, he says, "Ma yom yomim? What's so great about this day, different than any other day?" So Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, ma gever mi guvrin. What's this fancy guy over here who thinks he's some kind of god? Why is he different than any other person? Omar lei, so Torah Strophe says, because I happen to be a person who was selected by the leaders, the Moritzavi. Says Rabbi Akiva, says same thing. Something about you, it's the fact that you were selected. Something about the day, it's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Shabbos. What do you want? So here too, Shabbos Nami, the Moritzavi, it's exactly the point. Omale Nayat, that's not what I understand that obviously there is a Shabbos. I just don't understand why you guys think it's Saturday. That's my problem. I mean, what's wrong with Sunday? Why do you choose today? Who's to say that today is Shabbos? But you guys claim to have this tradition from the time of my separations. Omar Los, Rabbi Akiva said, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can see objectively that it's Shabbos. First of all, there's Nahar Sabbation. That's why I call it the Sabbation, the Sebet River. It's the Sebet River because on Shabbos, it changes its flow and it's not as active. So it rests on Shabbos. Furthermore, Balov Yochiach. You know, Balov doesn't work on Shabbos. But it's something more personal. Tornis Trophus, you may note that your father's grave smokes all week long, but in hell they go to rest on Shabbos, so your father burning in hell, he doesn't smoke on Shabbos. So there is Uriah right there. Kivro shel aviv yochiach. She'in ma'aleh ashan b'shabbat. Very risky. This is the way you answer me? Says the Gemara, why is Shoel Ov the way we're learning? I mean, Shoel Ov is Ayinu V'Doresh El HaMeitim. The Pasuk lists separately. The Shoel Ov Yedoni, V'Doresh El HaMeitim, right? So if you're telling me that this is the same thing, you're saying that the Ov speaks to the dead. So what's the difference between the Shoel Ov and the Doresh El HaMeitim that the Pasuk should list it as a separate thing? Ah, Doresh El HaMeitim, Kiritanya. Doresh El HaMeitim, Zeh HaMar'im V'Atzmo. This is someone who makes himself very hungry, and he's mit'aneh. He goes to sleep in the Beit HaKvarot, said he should be zeicha to the Ruach HaTumah, to be shayra on him, k'desh tishra alav Ruach Tum'ah. And in fact, k'shay Rabbi Akiva magil mikra zeh, Rabbi Akiva would reach that posik, and remember, Doresh al Amitim, haya boche. I said, you know, Ma'amar ivat smoke, k'desh tishra alav Ruach Tum'ah, shora alav Ruach Tum'ah. You know, a guy can go keep a ta'anit in order to be metame himself. Yeah, it's very easy to be metame yourself. So amarivatz meo kedesh tishrelav ruach tohora alachat kama v'kama. You think that alachas kama v'kama tzaddik is mit'aneh, makes a tainis to be zoicha to ruach hakedesh. He should definitely have siyata d'shmaya. If it doesn't work, so avomaya shavonotenu garmulanu. It's our sins that have caused us to be distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it's much harder for us to be zeichet to Ruach Taira than it is to be zeichet to Ruach Tumah. As it says, Ki ma'avonotechem ayum avdilim beinchem levein Elohechem. It is your sin now that has created a barrier between you and your God. And that's why we're not zeichet to Ruach HaKadosh. Omar Rava, Ibo Tzadiki Boru Alma. The fact is that if tzaddikim wanted to, they could create entire universes. You know, all they need to do is do tshuva to be a tzaddik gomor. That's how Rashi understands an ibo, meaning if they would want to be naki mikol ovein. But from the Hemshech of the Gemara, some of the other Rishayim explain if they would want to as they are. They could. It's generally not done. We have better things on our mind than to do our own simulations. God's got a good enough one going. But the mice, if they would want to, they could. As a matter of fact, and it says, if you're a tzaddik and you don't have the avon, so then what's the difference between you and God? If God can create a universe, you can too. So there won't be any havdalah that you'll be able to create also. In fact, Rava once created a guy, or a gavra. So he made this man, and Shadri, the commentary, Reb Zera, and he sent him to Reb Zera, show off a little bit. And so Reb Zera is talking to this new Talmud, you know, and Avika Mishtai Badei, and he sees this guy's pretty dumb, Veloko Mahadarbe, because Rava couldn't get him to actually talk. I mean, it's one of these Japanese robots, you know. They look human and everything. They have very limited vocabulary. So Reb Zera is talking to this thing, and he picks up the fact that this thing is an android. This is no person. Oh, Marley, very funny. Min chavraya at. I see one of the Talmidim. Okay, very nice. Hadar lafrech, go back to your dust, please. We really need people here. I got enough robots in the audience. Reb Chanina v'Reb Hoshaya. What they would do is have yat v'kom alei Shabbat. They would sit every Erev Shabbos. That was the time that they were osik in the Sefer Yetzirah. They figured if we're being osik in the Sefer Yetzirah, we might as well make something. So they would make a nice Shabbos meal. So mirvelo igla tilta, they would use the Sefer Yetzirah to make this delicious third-born eagle. Of course, it wasn't born at all, so very difficult meal. But it tasted as good as a third-born eagle. The achle, that's what they had for Shabbos.
They have to shechtes.
What? I don't know. We had the sugya before. The question is it kosher? Me'onen? So what is a me'onen? Rabbi Shimon Omer said, me'onen is some type of lashon ona, of times, which we have superstition in terms of various times. What is a good time to do something? So how does one do that? Rabbi Shimon Omer, zeh ma'avir shiva minei zechur ala ayin. This is somebody that used seven different types of semen, puts it over his eyes, and uses that to see all kinds of amazing things, I can imagine. Actually, this is sleight of hand, so that even though if you're pretending to do magic, so that would be an azhara. It says the Rambam. If you actually do kishuf, so then you're chayev skila. If you pretend and you use sleight of hand, so then you're not over on kishuf, but you're over on achizat inayim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zeh mechashev itim v'sha'ot. That's horoscope readers. Mo'onen is a lashon of ona. There's times for everything, you know. Just look it up in your local newspaper horoscope. So the guy says, well, you know, hayom yafeh latzeit. Today is a good day to go out and do your dating. You know, you're bound to find a dark, handsome stranger. Or lemachar yafeh likach. You're going to go shopping. Monday's the day to go shopping this week. Absolutely. And or, you know, limudei arvei shvi'iyot chitin yafot. Generally, if you plant chitim on an Erev Shemitah year, it'll be good. Or if you rip out kitniyot, that's the best way to make sure that your chumas is good for Shabbos. Don't harvest it in the regular way. Anyway, so all of those kind of superstitions, old wives' tales and horoscopes, b'shah tova, exactly. If you say what the shah tova is, then it becomes a moni. Tana Rabbanan, what is a menachesh? A menachesh is not a superstition. All types of superstition. Somebody says, pitona flami piv. The bread fell out of my mouth. It's a bad sign. Maklona flami ado. Beno korelo miachrav. Sun calls you from behind. Better go back home. Or go out to business. Or orev korelo. Oh boy, you know what happens when the crows talk. That's bad news. Or tzviv siko baderach. A black cat walks in front of you. Or a deer. Or a nachash passes you on the right. Or a fox passes you on the left. Or a guy says, when the guy by comes to collect his taxes, he says, don't start up with me in the morning. I can't start the day with paying taxes. That's a disaster. It's a simin ra for the whole day. Al tatfil bi shacharit. Anything but starting the shacharit like this. Or he says, Rosh Chodesh, no, it's the first day of the month, please, wait till tomorrow. What, are we going to turn this month into tax month? Or he says, it's a Motzei Shabbat, it's the beginning of the whole week. And that's a bad sign if it starts off bad. Lo t'nachashu v'lo t'onenu k'gon elu ha'menachashim b'chulda. Black cats, oh boy, black cats, that's death. Or bofot, b'dagim, whatever it is. Using those things as signs and ways in which to pattern your behavior, that's exactly what the Torah asers in terms of nichush. Ba'alov, ze pitum ha-medaber mishichyo, yid'oni is ha-medaber bepiv, hare ilu biskila, va'nish'al behem bi'azara. Ma'ishna ha'cha, diktani ba'alov v'yid'oni, and ma'ishna gabi kritut, where the Mishnah only says ba'alov v'share li yid'oni. Rabbi Yochanan says, because there's only one korban. No, Yidoni is actually not chayav a korban. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishna Balov, the Naka. That's just Mishum the Patach Bekra. But actually, could have said either of them. Rish Lakish, my time, Elamik Rabbi Yochanan, Amr of Papa, because it says, oh, Yidoni, when it comes to the mitah, so chaluk name in mitah. Rabbi Yochanan, no. Only the chaluk of the lav, the azara, is called chalukah when it comes to the korban, but chalukah demitah lo shma chalukah. Rabbi Yochanan, my time and lo amar kerish lakish that it doesn't have a maaseh. Omar lecha matnitin dekritot is going out libe to Rabbi Akiva anyway. The omar lo beinon maaseh, so who cares? Resh lakish. Well, it's true the lo boy Rabbi Akiva maaseh rabba, but he certainly needs a maaseh zuta boy. And what's the megadef ma maaseh zuta ika? Akimetz vatav ave maaseh. Baal Ov, my maaseh yika hakashat zrotav, avi maaseh. What? Afilu rabbonah? Vatani no chayev ala adav shesh bo maaseh kigon zibo akitur nisuch v'shtachavo. And it's Rish Lakish himself who says, man tani shtachavo, only Rabbi Akiva. Diomar lo bina maaseh. It's Rabbi Yochanan who says, afilu temer rabbanan, kifat kobatolo rabbanan avi maaseh. So now I ask you, if I leave it Rish Lakish, even bending your entire body, why would the Rabbanan agree about Hakashat Zerotav the Balov? Havi Maaseh? Well, Rish Lakish was just saying a little bit of Rabbi Akiva. So then, Avol Rabbanan lo? So then, Yachi, why did the Rabbanan say in the Mishnah in Kritut Yatsa Megadev? It should say Yatsa Megadev or Balov Vibayle. Elo Amar Ula, the Balov that is mentioned in Kritut, according to the Rabbanan, is talking about a Mikater Leshed. Omale Rava Mikater Leshed. That's how we have that kochavimu. El amarava mikater lechaver. Omale abaya mikater lechaver. That's chover chover. True. But at Torah Amra, this particular type of chover chover is biskila. Tan Rabbanan, Chover, Chover could be Chavar Gadol, Chavar Katan, Fil Nechashim Vakrabim. Om Rabbi Hilkach, I mandat Summit Zibura Vakrova, Afagav the Komichavin de Lolisku, it's still Osir. Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna, the Kvifat Komatol Rabbanan, Havi Maase, whereas the Akimat Svatav, the Megadev, is Lo Havi Maase, Om Rabbah, that's because Shahane Megadev, Paul is essentially Eshno Belev. Motiv Rabbi Zera, what about Edim Zalumim, where it says, Yotzer Edim Zalumim that don't bring a korban, She'in Be'emaseh, was Aliba Rabbi Yochanan, even the Rabbanan should be Moida, because Akimat Svatav is a Maaseh, and it's Letnu Belev. Amar Rava, that's true, but Shine Edim Zalumim over Eshno Be'kol, and that's not called a Maaseh, because it's not the Akimat Svatav that defines it. Nu and kol Rabbi Yochanan is not a maaseh. Ve'ayit bar chasma bekol or hinhiga kelayim bekol. Rabbi Yochanan bar chayav v'shogashem patur. Rabbi Yochanan bar chayav akimatz piv have maaseh even with kol. Resh Lakish omer patur akimatz piv lo have maaseh. Elo amar Rava shayne edim zomimim hol v'yeshlan bereiya or according to Rif hol v'yeshlan be'aya. Tan Rabbanan, Ba'alo v'zeh medaber bin ha'prakim v'bin ha'tzile yadav. Yida oni, zeh miniach etzim yidua v'piv, v'u medaber me'ilav, medve. V'haya ke'ov me'eretz kolech, z'u me'ilav, di mishtoi ki urchei, no, desal kviyata bin ha'prakim v'mishtoi. Toshma v'atomra yishar sha'ul, Elohim ra'iti olim min ha'aretz. Me'ilav, di mishtoi ki urchei, meaning min ha'aretz. Lo, deyati bin ha'prakim v'mishtoi. Tan Rabbanan ba'alo v'echad ha'ma'ale b'zichuro, v'echad ha'nishal b'gugolet, ma b'et zeh lezeh, ma'ale b'zichuro en o'ale k'darko, v'en o'ale b'shabbat. Nishal b'gugolet, o'ale k'darko v'ole b'shabbat. Ola, what do you mean ola? Like a solek, a kamei manach, ema o'ne k'darko o'ne b'shabbat. V'av she'la zo, sh'altor nistrofes ha'rosh, it's Rabbi Akiva, o'malo, so what's so great about today? O'malo, and what's so great about this man? Omalei, the Moritzavi, okay, Shabbos Nami, Moritzavi. Omalei, my question is, mi yemer de'ayin ha'shabata? Omalo, well, the ha'sabat yon yochiyach, ba'alov yochiyach, or for that matter, we can get more personal. Kivro shel aviv yochiyach, she'no ma'al ha'shan b'shabat. Omalo, bizito v'yashto v'kelalto. Shoel ov, isn't that the same as Dorei shel amitim? No. דורי של המתים גנתניה, דורי של המתים, זה המרעיב עצמו הולך ולן בבית הכברות, כדי שתשרה עליו רוח תומה, ושהרבי עקיבא מגיע למקרה זה היה בוכה. ומה המרעיב עצמו כדי שתשרה עליו רוח תומה, שורה עליו רוח תומה? המרעיב עצמו כדי שתשרה עליו רוח תהרה, על אחת כמה וכמה. But it doesn't work, why not? ומה יעשה שעבודותינו גרמו לנו? שנמקים עבונותיכם, היו מבדילים בכם לבין אלוהיכם. Omar Rava, truth is, he boy tzaddik yiboru alma. Shinamaki avonotechem ayum abdilim bechem levein aloyechem. Rava bora gavra, shadra lakamid rabbi zera. Avika mishtoi badei, velo avika ma'adilei. Omar le, oh God, an android, min chavraya hat adar leafrech. Rabbi chanina rava shaya vayatvi komale shabata, vaaski b'sefra yitzira, umrivala yigil tilta v'achlele. Tana rabona. Ma'onein, Rabbi Shimon Omer Zah, Ma'ver Shiva Mine Zichur Ala Ain, Chachomim Omer Zah, Ochezat Ainaim, Rabbi Akiva Omer Zah, Mechashiv, Itim Vishaot, Vomer Hayom, Yafel Atzet, Lamachar, Yafel Ikach, Limude Arvei Shviyot, Chitib Yafot, or Ikurei Kitniot, Miot Raot. Tan Rabbanu Menachesh Zah Omer, Wait, Pito Nafla Mipiv, Maklo Naflo Miado, Beno Korelo Miachorav, Orev Korelo. The sound of the owl, Tzvi Yifsiko Baderach, Nachash Bimino, Shu'al Mismolo, Al Tatchil Bishacharitu, Rosh Chodeshu, Motzei Shabbatu, Tan Rabbanan, Lo Tenachashu V'lo Toninu, Kogon Elu HaMenachashim B'chulda, Yaufot Uvdagim.